Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Pandemic ice cream delivery.
We would show up at people's doors and they would jump up and down and start screaming like it was their birthday and they were so excited to see us.
How an ice cream business with no store that started before the pandemic is picking up momentum now.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Amy Wilson, who is co-owner of Milk John, and she is here talking with us because it's pretty much summertime, and, you know, ice cream is what you think about in the summer. So you are a third owner of Milk John. How did it come to be? And who are the other co-owners?
My other partners are Ryan Miller and Catherine Sanderson. Milk John came to be as a hobby. It started in my kitchen. I just started making ice cream about 10 years ago. I created all these recipes and then I wanted to share them and I brought in my friends. Ryan is an executive chef, so he knew the food side of the business. And then Catherine, she does more of the marketing and the sales for us.
So you've been making ice cream for 10 years, but you haven't started doing this like for a job until what, the past year or so?
Yes, we started actually right when the pandemic began.
Perfect timing.
Oh, yes.
So how has this year been like for you?
It's been a little bit insane. We've actually done really well. Not having a storefront was a big plus because we didn't have a lot of overhead. We started out with pop-ups, and pop-ups became kind of like an event during the pandemic. People were excited to have a reason to go out that seemed safe. So it's been great.
So you were like in other people's businesses or mm-hmm. outside and selling ice cream.
Right. Always outside. Usually we would collab with like coffee shops and places like that.
I mean, I think about offices downsizing. Now, are you growing?
We are, especially now that it's summer. We're getting a lot of interest for wholesale for our pints. And then we are working on opening a retail shop.
Where are you thinking and when?
South Philly, probably in the fall.
And why South Philly?
We have a large customer base in South Philly.
So it's kind of like this was your marketing year to like get your name out.
Most definitely. Yes. And
it seems like you did a really great job with that.
Thank you. Yes. I'd say so.
So what do you think separates Milk John from other ice cream shops?
We make everything by hand, or most everything by hand from scratch. We put a real focus on like the ingredients and just a real creamy, satisfying ice cream experience. Flavor is sort of what drives us. We spend a lot of time testing recipes and getting the perfect flavor. Like if we're, you know, even if we're doing something that maybe you've had a million times before, just chocolate, we just did a pistachio. We spend like months sometimes testing each flavor to get the perfect recipe.
What does that work look like?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, actually, you know. A lot of times I bring it home and I share it with my kids. And, I sort of force them, like, to try about 10 different chocolate ice creams. They love it.
Kids will be honest.
Yes, definitely.
What's been the most difficult part of the year?
I'd say balancing all the different roles. I sort of wear a majority of the hats. And so I've been plunged into, not only making ice cream, but doing all the financial stuff and, all the licensing things. Like, I help with the marketing and website stuff. It's a lot.
Yeah. Are you going to, outsource any of that?
Yes, we've started to.
As you're growing.
Yeah, as we're growing and making more money, we're able to hire different people and, contract out some things.
Yeah. So where did the name come from?
The name came from my husband, who helped kind of bring this little group together, my partners and I, and he started calling it Ice Cream John because we didn't have anything, the other name for it. And then one day I just came up with Milk John and it seemed like the perfect fit.
It's what you have been kind of nicknaming it?
Right, exactly.
Do you have any favorite flavors or must-tries?
Oh, boy. It's hard for me to pick because they all feel like my babies. I have to say the lemon curd with blueberry basil swirl is one of our more popular ones. Milk and cookies, definitely, which is an Oreo cookie with homemade chocolate chip cookies mixed into the base. Another one is surprisingly popular, Earl Grey with honeycomb. People at first are like, oh, tea in my ice cream, and then they taste it. It's very different. It's like kind of citrusy and refreshing in a way that you wouldn't expect.
So what are you expecting with summer now? This is ice cream season, huh?
Oh, we're really excited. We can't wait to see what's going to happen this summer.
You're in the thick of it, huh?
Exactly, yes.
And so since you don't have a store, is it more pop-ups, more wholesaling to other companies?
Yes, and we're also going to add farmers markets, and we're really excited about that.
So now that the world is coming out of coronavirus, people are getting vaccinated, that means more events, more selling.
Absolutely.
You seem overwhelmed, but also excited.
Yes, definitely.
So when are you looking to open a new Milk John store in South Philly?
It would be in the fall sometime. We actually have a location, but we're waiting on zoning. We have to go through the zoning hearing. It just takes a while to actually get to the hearing date and be approved.
For zoning.
And then we can take the next steps, which is, putting together a plan for the health department and getting that approved and then building out the space and then getting that approved. And then we should be good to go.
What have you learned about ice cream through this experimental year of yours?
Well, one thing I have to say that goes along with COVID is just that it's been a really amazing experience to be able to make people happy during this time. I mean, ice cream makes people happy in general, but it's just even more so now. Like when we began delivering our pints, we would show up at people's doors and they would jump up and down and start screaming like it was their birthday and they were so excited to see us. It's just been incredible.
What a great job to get into. If you're going to start a business, nobody hates the ice cream person.
Definitely not.
You're the favorite person in town.
Exactly.
So making the leap to start your own business, I know a lot of people have done that during COVID. For you, it wasn't COVID related, but what was that like for you to make the leap to start your own business?
It was scary. I mean, we had really no idea how to begin. None of us are business owners. And so we had some people who helped us to guide us a little bit, but it's just been a year of just jumping in and problem solving.
So you knew how to make the ice cream, but then there's so much more to it.
Exactly, yes.
So what was a part of this business that you did not expect?
I guess I would say there's always some sort of challenge. Early on, the dairy that we were about to use went bankrupt. And so we just kind of had to pivot there. And then we had to pivot again with COVID, things like that. There's always, we kind of misgauge how much storage we need. There's always something happening that we have to really attack and figure out in the moment.
What do you feel like you're getting better at?
Oh, my goodness. maybe balancing everything. I don't know.
As a mom, that's like a giant feat. If you can balance everything as a mom, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, looking back at where we started, I'm just like amazed at how far we've come. It's just incredible to me.
So how can people get Milk John pints? It's only by the pint, right?
Only by the pint and by the scoop. Pints you can find on our website. We do delivery orders and pickup orders through Stone's Beer and Beverage Market in Fairmount. Pickup is there. They'll deliver to you. Same day delivery. And then also just follow us on social media. We post where we're going to be for different pop-ups and which farmers markets and, you know, where else we'll be around town.
So give me all the info, the website, the Instagram, the Facebook, or whatever social media you have.
Our website is milkjohn.com. Insta is also at milkjohn.com. Facebook is at milkjohnphilly.
There's another Milk John?
No, that was a mistake. And then we also do have a few stock lists. We're at Parlor Ice Cream Shop in Ardmore, My Pizza Brain in Fishtown, Alif Brew and Mini Mart in West Philly right now.
Wow, so you're really expanding. You went from like just starting up last year to really being in different shops and stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to get a few more to grow further.
You think like, wow, we did this year.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's awesome.
All right. Amy Wilson is co-owner of Milk John. And once again, if you would like to order some pints, you can check them out at
milkjohn.com.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.